531.
After winning the vacant Professional Boxing Commission New Zealand super lightweight title, or known as the PBCNZ, in February this year, beating Taranaki's Tan the Terminator, Karen Lina Teruki Pasene is scheduled to fight Pitbull Nansen, who has a record of 13 fights with 8 wins, 4 losses and 1 draw for the WBO Super Lightweight Asia Pacific title at the Vodafone Event Center in Manukau. Karen, born and raised in Otara with a record of 3 bouts, 2 wins and a loss, joins us now in the lead up to October the 3rd. How's it going, champ?
Hi, morning. All good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thank you for joining us. Hey, how's the camp going? Tell us about that.
It's been challenging, probably because of this COVID being pushed back so many times. But you know what? I think it's just kind of like a mental barrier where you need to just pick up what's been given to me and just take it, you know, just keep going, keep grinding, and just think of it as more of an opportunity to train and prepare.
I like the spirit. I like the spirit. Hey, let's hope, too, that some good news before October 3rd, because we are actually having a review in October 5th. So hopefully you find out before, you know, what kind of condition your supporters and family can sort of come along and cheer you on. How long have you been preparing for the bout that we are in, we're talking about?
Since the first lockdown. So as soon as it was confirmed, then just started training. So yeah, I had to really push hard on this one, probably because on the first lockdown, I just let myself go and just relax a little bit. But yeah, I enjoyed myself, and now just here, ready to go. But the fight has been pushed back till the 10th of October now because of the level still not at the expected one we need to fight.
All right. Well, then that's good news there. So, Aucklanders, please help the sister good the fight by staying home and be good to each other. Don't touch, so that we can all hopefully by level one come October 5th. What do you know about your opponent? I mean, with a name like Pitbull Nansen, obviously with a record, she's obviously been in the ring and had a few more roundabout than you. Tell us about your opponent.
Yeah, well, as soon as I got into the game, like, I instantly like stalked all the female New Zealand fighters, and she was just one highlighted lady that I looked up to. And I knew that as soon as I turned professional, I knew that I'll be sharing the ring with her, which is an honor for me because she's one of the top in New Zealand. And, you know, I guess you have to just go against the best to see where you're at as well. So, yeah, I'm ready.
Well, that's very good to hear. You know, usually when you speak to a lot of sports professionals, in especially one-on-one sports, especially physical contact sports, you know, they say that whatever toughness you sort of level yourself at, whenever you're looking at fighting someone that's more experienced, without a doubt, you start to enter new breathing space in your lungs you never knew existed before because, it comes with the territory. So for you, what are some of what you would term big step ups in your preparation coming up for the fight in October 10th?
With always leveling up in every fight camp, you know, my coach has always got a plan for me. He always sorts out what the style of this fighter is like. And so he just goes and scopes out potential sparring partners for me so that I could prep myself and, you know, just spar against them, similar styles, and just always have them heavier so that I can handle the harder punches. Yeah, can't get too many secrets today. Yeah.
Well, the name of the game is, if all else fails, just do the Samoan roundabout. Just run around, run around, run around. Eventually, pit bulls always get tired if you make them go around in circles. That's what I've been told. I've lived long to tell the story. In terms of the bout, and you know, it's a home bout for you, being a proud South Aucklander. What are you expecting from friends and family come the day?
When I heard that the fight is going to be out in Monaco, like instantly it was kind of a proud moment because then I could finally take my fight and my passion in the sport back home and just show like my friends and family, like, hey, you have no excuse now. You have to come. It's close to home. You know, we're fighting in our own stomping yard, so it's good. And she's from South Auckland herself, so we both had that, you know, similar connection. And and passion for the sport. So it should be a really good fight. And being a female fighter in New Zealand, like the promoter, Bruce Loggia, he's definitely given a lot of interest in female fighters in New Zealand and putting us on the map internationally. So yeah, there's bigger things after this fight.
How did you get into the fight game? I mean, did you grow up in a house where you've got brothers and cousins, or, you know, or was dad a big fan? And sometimes when you grow up in a house where dad is a fan of something, we always sort of tend to levitate to that. But for yourself, tell us the pathway that got you into boxing.
No, my family hasn't really been a big boxing family, only, you know, supporting the old man tour. But military is my background, and I've served for 12 years, and my coach is in the Navy as well. So after having my kids, you know, I didn't like running, so I just wanted to stand and throw my hands. And that was fun for me at the time. And then my coach hit me up and said, hey, do you want to get in the ring? And I said, well, he goes, oh, well, too late. I've already signed you up for a fight. You've got 3 months. Let's go. And I was like, okay. And then, yeah, 6 years later, just been an ongoing thing.
Nothing like being pushed into a career. Now, come October 10th, you know, whatever the outcome is between you and Pitbull Nansen, what are your future plans for the sport? I mean, you want to, you know, keep continuing pushing forward, whatever the outcome will be, or are there other alternatives should the fight not go your way come October 10th?
Whatever comes, you know, the result, whatever the result is, I've definitely stepped up. I've got nothing to lose, to be honest, because I'm coming in as the underdog. And I always knew that I'll fight every well-known New Zealand fighter and be the underdog until I beat the best. So if it doesn't go my way, which I'm not thinking at this moment, but yeah, if it does, then there'll be potential world titles for me that I could qualify for.
I like that. There are young women listening in from all over Aotearoa, young Pacific, you know, schoolgirls or those who are just about to transition into other parts. What can you leave for them to end our Taranoa today? Please, Kate.
For our wahines, I would like to leave you that there is no excuses, okay? You can't make up excuses. If you want to do what you want to do, then you just got to do it, okay? You just got to take that step. Take that risk and just do it. Don't worry about all the doubt. Don't worry about anyone else telling you nothing. You know, that saying, you can't. It's up to you. It's all about you.
Karen Lina Teruki Pasene, the current Professional Boxing Commission New Zealand Super Lightweight title holder, thank you very much for sharing your wisdom and your journey with us this morning. All the best, October 10th.
Thank you.